Good evening.
弟兄姊妹平安。
That was good, the worship that we did today.
剛才的敬拜好精彩。
Don't you think so? It was very different and very, very good. Is it an opera? Chinese opera? Oh. We should do that in English ministry. English ministry. Thank you so much for worshiping today. So let me pray before we start.
首先我们一起同心祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your grace upon us.
天父，我们多谢你所赐的恩典。
And thank you for bringing us together as a community this evening to worship you and to honor your name.
多谢你让我们一同回到教会一起去敬拜你。
I pray that our hearts will be open to receive your word this evening.
我祈祷是求我们的心是会打开，是听到你的说话。
May the word give us strength and desire to love one another.
让你的说话令我们得到力量和渴望去爱他人。
Please help me to preach your word.
帮助我去证道。
And may we all receive your word with gratitude.
让我们从以感恩的心去接纳你的说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. So the story that we read takes place hours before Jesus was to be captured.
今天我讲的经文呢，是主耶稣被捕捉之前几个钟头所发生的事。
Beginning from John 13, Jesus was spending his last hour.
在约翰福音第十三章开始呢，耶稣是用他生命之中最后嗰几小时。
He was engaging with his disciples, washing their feet, sharing a last meal, warning and teaching them in order to prepare them to face both his own suffering and their suffering.
耶稣用嗰啲时间咧，同佢啲门徒一齐帮佢哋洗脚啦，一齐用最后晚餐啦，同埋系教训同埋警醒佢哋，预备佢哋嘅心，即将面对佢自己同埋门徒即将受到嘅逼迫。
And it was during this time.Jesus' prayer in John 17 that we read was made and apparently heard because it was recorded.
耶稣他在这个时候的祈祷呢，是有人听到，也是记录在约翰福音第十七章这里。
So contents of his prayer begins in verse 1 where he prays for himself.
在祈祷的内容呢，是 在第一节开始，耶稣先为他自己祈祷。
He then transitions into prayer for his disciples from verses 6 to 19.
由6至到19节呢，他就为到他的门徒祈祷。
After praying for his disciples, Jesus sees us.
跟住呢，他同他的门徒祈完祷之后呢，耶稣看到我们。
The ones who will believe in Jesus through the message shared and handed down by his disciples.
就是那些将来会因为听到门徒的说话而信耶稣的人。
Listen to his words. He said, My prayer is not for them, the disciples alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
耶稣说，我不但为这些人去求，他说的这些人是指门徒，也是为那些因为他们的话信我的人祈求。
And that's us.
就是讲我们咯。
This passage is one of the rare occurrences in the Bible where we, 21st century Christians, are clearly seen by Jesus in his vision.
这个经文呢，在圣经是很少出现的。当耶稣讲这些说话的时候呢，很清楚我们在耶稣的异象之中出现。
And he brings us into immediate relationship with Jesus as he prays for us.
当他祈祷的时候，他也将我们带入去他一个很亲密的关系。
And since this is his last prayer, I want us to imagine ourselves sitting on the bedside of a person we love who is dying.
这个是耶稣一个最后的祈祷啦。咁我想大家去想象一下，我哋坐喺一个即将离开我哋一个好爱我哋嘅亲人旁边嘅时候。
This person was the one who initiated the relationship, and he captured us with his love.
我哋系受到呢个人嘅爱嘅包围。
As we listen to his words, we are hanging on to every word he will say because we know it will be the most important thing that he will say for him and for us.
当我们听着他讲这些说话的时候，我们会很留心他每一句字每一句说话，因为我们很想知道他要讲给我们听的东西。
His words will reveal his heart for us, about what he desires from us, about what is of great consequences to him.
他的说话呢表明了他的心，告诉我们知他究竟想要我们做什么。
So, what is in Jesus' heart for us?
那究竟耶稣的心里面想我们怎样呢？
What does he desire from us?
究竟他想我们为他做什么呢？
So, if you read this passage in verse 11, and in the passages that we read today from verse 21 to 23, there's at least three times that Jesus talks about oneness.
在21至23节呢，耶稣讲过三次这个合一这回事。
So think about it this way. If there was ever a time when I have to leave my children and won't be, I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Won't be able to see them again, at least physically, I believe I'll say the same thing that is close to what Jesus is saying here.
可以想象的就是，如果有时我要走开一段时候，我见不到我的细路几日，我会跟耶稣一样，对他们有这样的吩咐。
I'll tell them to love each other because they will really need each other.
我会叫他们彼此相爱，因为他们是互相需要的。
And that's the request that Jesus is making to Heavenly Father at this time.
这个就是耶稣向天父的请求。
And as we listen to his request about us becoming one together, there is one important qualification.
当你听到耶稣说我们这个合一的要求的时候，其中有一样是很重要的。
He doesn't want us to be one with our own ideas or our own desires.
他要我们的合一呢，不是说我们每人用自己的思想、自己的意见去的所谓合一。
He wants us to be one in him and the Father.
他要我们在他和天父之内的合一。
He wants us to be one just like him and the Father.
他想我们就好像他和天父的关系一样。
Now, I've heard some Bible teachers using this passage as an authority to criticize the existence of different denominations.
我也听过有一些教导圣经的导师，他是用这段经文去批评那些不同的教派。
Do you know there are 11,000 denominations?
这个世界上有成万几个不同的教派。
And they say that we are undermining God's desire for oneness.
他说这样是暗中破坏神要我们合一的意思。
But if we pay attention to the analogy Jesus uses to describe this oneness, we can see that organizational or institutional oneness is not what he has in mind. In other words,all the church does not need to merge together to form one church.
但是假如我们留意耶稣用来形容这个合一的比喻，耶稣所指的不是说制度上或者是团体上的合一，不是说所有的教会都要合并在一起。
And it is not also in any sense a religious unity, like let's all follow this rule, let's all follow that rule. But because he uses the example of his relationship with the Heavenly Father,to describe this oneness.
他亦都唔係講緊一個宗教上嘅合一，話我哋全部要守同一個規條。佢講嘅，佢用嘅例子就係佢同天父之間嘅關係。
So this oneness that Jesus desires is relational oneness.
所以我哋知道耶穌所講嘅合一咧，係關係上嘅合一。
The kind of relationship that resembles father and a son.
就好像父同子的关系一样。
And if you read verse 23 very carefully, he describes this relationship as one of mutual love.
如果你留心看23节，耶稣他是说这个关系是有一个共同的爱的。
Verse 20, it says, I in them and you in me, he's describing himself and the Father.That they, our disciples, may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you loved me.
耶稣这样讲，他说我在他们里面，他们就是那些门徒，你在我里面， 使他们那些门徒完全全合而为一，叫世人知道是你差到我来，也都知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
So the oneness Jesus describes is based on a relationship out of love for each other. That is the oneness that Jesus wants us to have and enjoy.
耶稣想我们有的就是一个以爱建立的关系。
So what is love?
那什么是爱呢？
It does not carry the meaning that we use today, which emphasizes our feelings above all other attributes.
这里所讲的爱呢，不是我们今时今日讲的所谓爱呢，是好像大过晒所有其他的情感咁。
Worldly love can be impersonal when its objective is to simply satisfy my emotional need.
世俗的爱呢，可以同人是无关的，假如只是着重个人的一个情欲的倾向。
And if only for this purpose, one can very well choose objects instead of a person.
如果假如是这样，我们可以爱的是物质而不是一个人。
See, I love my iPhone.
我喜欢我的 iPhone 啦。
Greek word translated love is the word agape.
希腊文翻译这个爱是一个大爱的意思。
It was not a very common word in the ancient world.
当时不是一个很普通的字眼。
And I have a strong evidence to believe that Bible writers adopted this word as their own in order to describe God's love.
我很强烈地相信，也有证据去相信，当时圣经作者呢，他用到这个字呢，是去形容神的大爱。
Essentially, the word agape means love that is unconditional.
最主要来讲，这个爱的特质是一个无条件的爱。
This love is not contingent on the other person's desirability.
这个爱并不取决于那个人是否值得我们去爱。
This love is willful.
这个是用心的。
It's not a matter of feeling or inclination, but rather a decision to act in another person's interest.
这个不是一个个人的感情的倾向，而是完全全是为了对方的好处去着眼。
It is sacrificial.
这个也是有关牺牲的。
It costs to love in this way because it is not just giving, but giving up for the sake of someone else.
因为这样的爱不单是要付出，也是要为你爱的人有所放弃，有所牺牲，因此这个爱是有代价的。
Most obvious illustration of this love is found in the Bible.What Jesus does on the cross when he endures agonizing pain and suffering.
圣经里面这个有关这个大爱最明显的例子呢，就是耶稣受难受苦。
Jesus willingly submits to God's plan of salvation for all humankind because it was his pleasure to bring glory and honor to God the Father.
他为着成就上帝对全人类的救恩，主耶稣是甘心乐意地信服，将自己摆上以荣耀父神。
Jesus willingly bore the sin of the whole world and paid the price for it through his suffering, death and resurrection because God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人，耶稣透过他的受难死亡然后复活，他乐意为世人的罪背负这个重的代价。
Jesus' prayer invites us into this relationship of love and obedience and asks us to join others in unity of agape love.
耶稣的祈祷邀请我们进入去这个关系，这个是包含爱与信服的关系，让我们可以跟耶稣一样合一，去发挥这个大爱。
So this love is not something that we can create out of our own resourcefulness, but something that flows out of our relationship with God.
这种爱不是我们单靠自己的所谓能力可以创造出来的，而是凭藉与神的关系。
So we love each other because we love Jesus together.
我们彼此相爱，因为我们同样是一样是爱耶稣。
Each time I see you, I not only see you, but I see Jesus loving you, and I join Jesus in loving you.
每一次我睇到你，我睇到嘅唔单止系你，我睇到耶稣爱你，于是我同佢一齐去爱你。
I can forgive you because I experience God forgiving me through Jesus' blood each and every day of my life.
我可以宽恕你，系因为我经历着神藉着耶稣嘅血，每一日喺我生命入边宽恕我。
I can accept you because God and Jesus has accepted me with all my flaws and shortcomings.
我可以接纳你，因为耶稣神透过主耶稣接纳我嘅所有，我嘅缺点，我嘅短处。
I could be one with you because Father through Jesus is one with me.
我可以同你合一，因为上帝透过主耶稣系同我合一。
Do you understand? So in your relationship, it's not because you can love, but it's because God loves me and I'm able to share what He has done with me, with you.
在我们人与人之间的关系，不是因为你懂得怎样去爱，而是神先爱我，我才懂得去爱其他人。
And Jesus said that this oneness is an extremely powerful way we demonstrate God's love in our world.
耶稣说这个合而为一呢，是一个非常有力的见证，去表明上帝对世人的爱。
Again, we read from verse 21 to 23, it says, Jesus believes our oneness, you and me, together in love, will cause the world to believe that Jesus was sent by the Father and that Father loves his church.
耶稣相信我们因为爱的合一，会令到世人去相信耶稣是受上帝差派来这个世界，而上帝爱我们的教会。
So when you and I are able to love each other this way, it will be visible and tangible to promote positive response to the church in its mission by the outside world.
当我们大家彼此相爱，人家是看得到的，世人看得到，是实实在在的。他们是知道，当我们教会出去传福音的时候，他们是会有正面的回应。
We talk about evangelism a lot.
我们很多时候讲传福音这件事。
But we hardly talk about what Jesus teaches when it comes to evangelism.
但是我们很少提到究竟耶稣在传福音这方面教我们什么。
If we trust the wisdom of Jesus,
如果我们相信耶稣的智慧，
when it comes to evangelism, which means to help outside world know and experience Jesus,
传福音呢，是让普世去认识和经历耶稣。
Our oneness, unity, bound by the love of God through the work of the Holy Spirit, really can indeed attract people from outside world.
我们因为神的爱的合一，亦都是圣灵的作工，是真的会吸引世人去认识神。
So when the people out from outside world watches us, and they see us joyfully living in oneness, they will ask, how are you able to do this? We normally divide all the time. We always separate. We're always competing with one another all the time.
当嗰啲未信耶稣嘅人睇到我哋嘅合一咧，佢见到我哋咁有喜乐咁样一齐咧，佢会好奇怪，点解我哋好多时都系四分五裂？点解你哋可以系合一咁样存在咧？
That is when we're able to share the gospel with its full impact.
嗰个就系我哋可以全力去传福音嘅时候。
So in this text, Jesus prays that Father's love for his son, Jesus, in all its richness, is persuasively reproduced in the mutual relationship of the Christian congregation.
所以主耶稣这个祈祷呢，就是教会入面信众的合一，彼此的关系呢，就好像天父对儿子的丰盛的爱一样。
How amazing is that?
你说多么美好。
So this sounds like a really good plan, but is it possible when we're so hopelessly tainted with our sinful qualities.
聽起上嚟好理想，但係我哋每一個人都係充滿罪性嘅。咁你話有冇可能做到咧
？I'm going to offer a slide of events that happens after Jesus was captured.
我想大家睇下耶穌被捉之後所發生嘅事。
If you don't mind reading it, can you read it? John 18:17.
喺約翰福音十八章十七節。
Hard Bible. You guys have Bibles. Do you have Bibles? Maybe we should read it from the Bible.
我哋一齐读啊。
I want to see it for yourself. I want you to see it.
我想大家一齐去睇究竟发生咩事。
18:17. Somebody, can somebody read it for us in Cantonese or Chinese, please? Yes. And somebody get ready for Mark chapter 14. Okay. Mm-hmm.Sure.
那看門的侍女對彼得說：你不也是這人的門徒麼？他說：我不是。
Do you know who this was? Jesus' best friend, Peter.
那個就是講這個說話的人呢，就是彼得，主耶穌。
He denied Jesus three times.
他是三次不認主的。
When asked if you knew Jesus.
人家问他你究竟知不知道主耶稣是谁
Mark chapter 14 verse 50 to 52 if you don't mind someone reading it for us SoThese followers fled, literally, when Jesus was captured.
耶稣被人捉咗咧，嗰啲所谓门徒咧，嗰啲跟随佢嘅人咧，就鸡飞狗走。
And the last part passage here describes what happens to Jesus when he was captured.
最尾呢个部分咧，就系形容耶稣被人捉咗之后嘅事。
Luke 22:63-65, please. So you can see what's happening, right? When he was captured, it's hopeless.People are hopeless, right? Would you agree?
大家都睇到咧，耶稣被人捉咗之后，嗰啲门徒嗰个作为咧，根本系好失败嘅。
But the important thing is, Jesus made this prayer before this event.
但系我哋要留意嘅咧，就系耶稣喺发生呢啲事之前祈祷嘅。
Do you not think that Jesus knew that this was going to happen?
咁你谂耶稣知唔知道呢啲事会发生嘅咧
？And that is the point.
这个就是重点。
Yes, that's the point. He knew that we were going to be like this, but he still believed that some people are going to believe in him after through his disciples.
耶稣知道的，但是他仍然是相信将来的人会因为他的门徒讲的说话而信他。
We are asked and taught to pray in Jesus' name.Because when we pray in Jesus' name, we are assured of an answer.
我哋学习祈祷，我哋知道我哋祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名，因为我哋知道咁样做得到回应。
But Jesus is the one who made this prayer. So how much more will His prayer be answered?
但呢个祈祷咧系耶稣自己祈嘅，咁你话佢系咪真系？呢个祈祷系咪更加有力咧
？That's the hope.
呢个就系盼望。
We're not perfect.
我哋當然係唔完美嘅。
We will fail。
我哋係會有失敗嘅時候。
But Jesus still believes that through us, people are going to know Jesus。
但係耶穌仍然相信，透過我哋，世人係會認識耶穌。
That is the beauty of Christianity。
呢個就係基督教嘅美好嘅地方。
2,000 years have passed since this time when he prayed。
喺耶穌祈禱之後，已經過咗2000年啦。
There are literally 2 billion people who are claiming to be Christians today. Think about that for a moment.
一路好多好多嘅人，佢哋係接受咗，係做咗，成為基督徒。
Despite all of our shortcomings and our failures, Jesus' prayer stands, and it will come exactly the way he has.
雖然我哋有好多缺點，我哋好多軟弱，好多失敗，但係耶穌嘅祈禱係應驗咗。
Look at the next passage here in Revelation chapter 7:9.
喺啟示錄第七章第九節。
Can somebody read it for me, please, in Chinese? This is a text where John the Apostle sees the future, like future way, way behind, or way, way after us, the final time.
这个经文是讲约翰，他其中一个门徒约翰，他看到将来很远很远的日子之后所看到的
东西。What happens here? Can you read it for me?Right now, it doesn't feel like it or look like it.
在这个时候看起上来好像不是很，不觉得这个场面是会出现。
But the church is one and will be one in the glory of the consummation when everything finishes.
当所有东西完成的时候，教会，所有的教会是会合而为一，是成就神的荣耀。
I have been in this church for 8 years now.
我嚟咗呢间教会八年。
And today is my last day.
今日系我最后一日。
When I came to the church, I had many different flaws and shortcomings.
当我开头嚟到呢个教会嘅时候咧，我知道我有好多短处，好多弱点。
I wasn't the best teacher or preacher.
我唔系一个好嘅老师，我亦都唔系一个好嘅讲道者。
I wasn't very good at administration and a lot of other things.
我啲行政工作咧就認真麻麻，好多嘢我都唔係好掂。
But people in EM didn't judge me.
但喺英文部我嘅同工咧，佢哋冇批評我。
They didn't criticize me.
佢哋冇批判我。
Instead, they came to me and supported me through different things that I'm not good at.
唔单止咁，佢哋系一路支持我，帮助我好多我唔掂嘅地方。
And because of that, I was able to spend time doing the things that I was gifted to do.
正因为咁样，我可以用好多时间去集中精神做一啲我有恩赐嘅侍奉。
I really enjoy meeting people.
我好中意接触唔同嘅人。
I really enjoy caring for people.
我亦都好开心去关顾人。
And so when I did that, discipleship happened naturally.
咁当我做呢啲事嘅时候咧，就好自然咧，呢个门徒呢个事咧就发生。
And because of all these other people, I have a lot of time to invest into next group of leaders.
因为我有好多呢啲同工去帮助我，所以咧我有好多时间咧可以一路栽培唔同嘅信徒。
And I was also given time for newcomers as well.
我亦都系有时间去接待新嘅来宾。
And over time, I met people who are like-minded like me, and we were able to.Care genuinely and support people.
慢慢慢慢，我亦都系认到好多有相认识好多相同意念嘅肢体。咁我哋咧系一路系将呢个关顾嘅工作咧去做好佢。
So people who are gifted in teaching, they taught.
咁嗰啲有恩赐去教主日学嘅，佢哋就去教啦。
People who loves to serve served.
咁嗰啲有恩赐去侍奉嘅，佢就侍奉啦。
People who love to plan things were given.Their roles.
嗰啲有恩赐去处理计划噶，做行政工作噶，咁佢哋就做嗰啲啦。
And every one of us played our roles.
我哋每一个人都有自己嘅职位。
And in that way, I was able to experience oneness with EM congregation.
正因为咁样，我喺英文部嗰度，我系真真正感受到我哋嗰个合而为一嘅关系。
And this is what happened. I'd like to, I don't know if you're able to kind of interpret this for me, but those of you So this was an email that was sent to me by one of the church members.
这个是其中我们一个教会一位肢体寄给我的电邮。
And she said to me that she had someone, an intern who used to work with her, visited our church.
她说她有那些神学生去她的教会那里探访。
She came on her own.
她自己去那里。
And they had a meeting one Friday, just talking about, you know, life. And then she mentioned our church.
有一次他们星期五坐下来聊天，就提起我们教会。
And this is what she said about us. She said she had never met such a warm and welcoming group of people as the EM group at our church.
他这样说，他说他从来未曾遇过一个教会，好像我们个教会的英文部那里，是这么温暖去接待他们。
For the last two or three years, this is the comment that I heard from everybody who has actually come and visited us.
在过去两三年，我是不断听到有类似的意见。
We are changing.
我们一路是改变的。
And because of our oneness, I think people from outside sees that we are different and attractive.
因为我们的合一，人们是看到的。
And so this group of people can do exactly the same thing.
我们这个晚堂的会众其实可以做同样的事。
If we truly are able to love each other,
如果我们真正是彼此相爱,
and care for each other,
彼此关顾,
and really extend that love and care to everybody that comes in to visit you or visit this meeting,
将那些爱去传送给每一个来到我们这个教会的人,
I believe people will be attracted to come and be with you.
我相信他们都是会被你所吸引,
but what is more important,
更重要的是,
is how Jesus feels about this.
是耶稣会怎么想呢?
How pleased he will be.
你说耶稣会是多么喜悦呢?
Do you know the Bible says that he's the Lord of harvest?
圣经说过耶稣就是工场的主人。
He is the one that brings people into the church.
是他带人去教会的。
So, that's the message.
这个就是个讯息。
In past month or so, I have been receiving a lot of encouragements through visits and prayers and gifts and surprise parties.
在过去一个月，我收到很多人来探访、祈祷、礼物，以及一些很惊喜的parties。我得到你们很多的鼓励。By
all the people in EM ministry.
是所有英文部的肢体。And
I was confused.
但我有一点糊涂。Because
I was thinking, but I didn't do anything for you, or I didn't do much for you.
我觉得我都没有为你们做过什么。
But they're gracious to love me.
但是呢，他们呢，一样是很爱我们。
And I think that comes out of our oneness.
这个就是由合一而生的爱。
It's not because you are lovable, I love you.
不是因为你有多可爱而我去爱你。
It's because Jesus loves you, I love you.
是因为耶稣爱你，因此我懂得爱你。
And it's because Jesus forgives me, I forgive you.
因为耶稣宽恕你，我先至识得去宽恕你。
And it's because Jesus accepts me, I accept you with all the flaws and shortcomings that you might have.
因为耶稣接纳你，我都一样系接纳你，无论你有几多缺点，几多瑕疵。
I join Jesus in loving you.
我同耶稣一齐去爱你。
And we love each other this way.
我哋彼此相爱。
I want to thank you for your congregation, your community.
我感谢教会里面每一位弟兄姊妹。
I didn't come here very often, but at least two or three times a year I was here.
我不是经常回来晚堂，一年大约是两三次左右。
And each and every time when I came, I heard different stories and different struggles.
每一次我回来，我听到不同的故事，不同的挣扎。
But I also saw you interacting with one another and loving each other.
但我亦都睇到你哋係真係彼此相愛、彼此交通。
I saw you pray for other people when they were struggling.
我見到你哋因為其他人嘅掙扎，你哋會為佢禱告。
I think we'll be able to build that community of oneness yet.
我哋係可以建立呢一個合一嘅關係。
So may the Lord bless each and every one of you.
願上帝祝福你哋每一位。
Every single day.
每一日。
Every hour.
每一小時。
Until we see each other again.
直至到我哋再見。
Thank you.
多謝你哋。
And we love you.